Thursday night for halacha. Okay, the halacha is, I think we're going to, I'm going to try to start being masader to divrei halacha, that Sunday and Monday night will be orachayim, and Tuesday night will be oridea, and Wednesday night will be chayshim mishpat, and Thursday night will be Ebenezer. It just makes it easier for me to find something to say. It limits what I'm choosing from. So tonight I'll do Ebenezer. So it actually has to do with Hilchos Ksuba. We know that in our Torah, sons inherit and daughters don't inherit. What's going to be with the daughters? So Taka, when someone dies, like, what's going to be? A woman gets Ksuba. Well, what's going to be with the daughters? They're thrown out in the street. So Rabbanu and Misaken, and it's in the Tanai Ksuba, they end up having it much better than the boys, as the Mishnah says in Ksubis, if the Nechasim Amuatim, so then the Tanai Ksuba has to be fulfilled, and the Bonim have to go beg for money if they don't have any money. What's the Tanai Ksuba? That the daughters are supported by the estate until they get married or until they become Bogros. Now, in those days, that came together usually. You were not a Bogaris without getting married already, basically. So how that translates nowadays is always an issue, but you see that the intention of Chazal was that they took care of the daughters who don't Yashem and HaTorah, they took care of them. They're going to be supported until they get married, then the husbands have the schus of supporting them. And they get Nadunya. Mamisha also, they get a tenth of the estate goes as a dowry to convince someone to marry them so that they could support them. Okay, now, if there's just bonos, then this Tanai Ksuba does not apply. Then they Yarshin. And then they're regular Yarshin. If there's no ben, the bas is Yoreshes, and then there's no Tanai Ksuba, they just split the estate as if they Yarshin. Now, later on in time, they developed, it became quite common to make what's called the shtar chatzi zochar. As I said, women, you know, they started getting married later, and you couldn't always be somech on the Tanai Ksuba, and they had sociologically things changed. So they wore mesakein a shtar chatzi zochar, which is really the basis of all the halachically proper wills that you see nowadays, that there's a halachically proper way to do it, because your plain average will, l'chorah, doesn't work, al pi halacha, we won't go into that. So they made a shtar chatzi zocher, that the girls got half a shear in the nechasim, and they worked it out. How do they get it? So they worked out legal loopholes how they would get it. So you have the ksuba really takes care of them by supporting them and giving them the dunya dowry up until they're married, and then later on society, in your Jewish society, in Ashkenaz, they were masakin, the common minhag was to give a shtar chatzi zocher. Now everybody just does whatever they want, and hopefully people are encouraged to make halachic wills. Now in the state of Israel, they say bonim and bonos yoresh together. And so that's a big problem. Like, what do you do? There's no dina de malchus, a dina in Yerusha. And how the Batei Din deal with that, maybe I'll give a speech about that one day. It might even be interesting.